fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope. And we've also got Sammy Salsa in studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Tala falava. Morning, I'm really good, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to have you up here this morning.
Thank
and it's nice to have
me.
You back too, Penny.
Hello.
Been in Melbourne, having a nice time.
Yes.
I love your little intro that you had.
It's so good.
My manly voice.
We are the
singing.
Goon Squad.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
Well, we've got Sammy up because he is the ambassador for New Zealand Fashion Week. And Sammy is a celebrated stylist. So he's going to tell us all about it today. By starting off by, can you let us know what a stylist does?
Well, I guess when anyone ever asks me that, I always tell them, first of all, I'm not a hairdresser. Because they automatically think,
he's a
hairdresser. But, you know, one line, basically all I do is I make people look the bomb.
Nice.
With clothing.
That's a good description.
It's a good job as well. How did
it's
you
a
get
hard
into
job.
That?
I've always been into music and fashion growing up as a child. My parents, they migrated here in the 70s. And so they came here quite young. And so they were exposed to the New Zealand fashion scene, you know, on the streets of K Road, Queen Street, where they migrated a lot, I guess, to find sort of salvation and find their feet in Auckland City. And so they inspired me quite a lot with their own personal clothing choices as a child. And I've always used that as inspiration growing up. And the whole music side, that also inspired me a lot with fashion, because I feel like they go hand in hand. And so, yeah, I just kind of had that in the back of my mind growing up. You know, I did a few gigs and jobs here and there, but I knew I always wanted to be in fashion. And so with the whole Instagram age came, when that sort of happened, that's kind of when I said to myself, all right, time to reinvent myself. And I started sort of doing my own photo shoots with people who were less known at the time, but wanted some sort of platform. They were hungry for what I was hungry for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we'd create our own little photo shoots, you know, with no money, no clothes. No one would give me, none of these showrooms or designers would give me any clothes, because they were like, who's Sammy? Who's this guy?
You're like, you just wait.
And so we just started doing our own thing, posting up on Instagram, and then it kind of gained traction and people started noticing, oh, this is interesting. This is quite different. Who is this guy? And then that's when people like Stan Walker, who I absolutely adore and love working with, and I have been working with for over 8 years now, you know, he noticed what I was doing. And I guess they say the rest is history.
Mm. So did you dress him for the Vodafone Music Awards when he wore the white? It's got like a longer shirt and then white pants.
Because
I loved that outfit.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
it
was really, really awesome.
That was the sheer white shirt.
Yeah.
And that was when he was like, what is this? Everyone can see my nipples. And I'm like, honestly, do it. Like,
trust
you know,
me.
Yeah, trust me. You know, the New Zealand Music Awards is like our Grammys.
Yeah.
And it is honestly the one time every year that you can kind of dress up, be silly, maybe look stupid or look absolutely amazing, where no one actually judges you because it's music. And that was a very iconic moment for Stan Walker.
It was.
I remember it so well.
I vividly imagine it in my head as well. And as you're saying, it's like the only time of the year that you can kind of get your nipples out and everyone be like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Free the nipple.
Have a Janet Jackson moment.
Exactly.
Do you get people, do you get designers kind of approaching you and going, oh, who are you dressing this year? Can we get this person in this outfit?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been lucky enough over the span of my fashion career to build really, really genuine friendships and relationships with New Zealand brands and New Zealand designers, and they're super supportive. And you know, I'm all about championing our New Zealand brands and our people, especially our ethnic designers.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it's one of those things, you know, where we kind of catch up now and then and we talk about, oh, what are you working on now? What are you designing now? And then it just kind of starts from there, a conversation of what next type of thing.
So does being, you know, Pacific Islander, does that influence your choices and things like that for how you dress people?
Being Samoan, it definitely influences the way that I approach fashion. It might not necessarily mean that I'm going to put this specific artist in a traditional tapa cloth gown, but it definitely influences the way that I see the world and the way that I work with these designers and these celebrities and these musicians. I'm Samoan, so that's probably the best aspect of influence that I could ever give the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can you tell us what you do at Fashion Week?
So this year, as you mentioned, I'm one of the ambassadors. And I guess for me, with that title, it gives me a platform to be able to voice and be an advocate for not only just the Pacific creatives within the fashion industry who might be overlooked, but it also gives a voice for minority groups who want to be in the fashion industry or who are currently in the fashion industry. It just gives them a different perspective and paving the way for them to be able to have a platform for them moving forward into the future, because New Zealand's changing, man.
Like, totally.
The face of New Zealand is so diverse, and I feel like we should champion that and honor that because it makes us so unique.
Absolutely.
That's our makeup, and that's what makes us super special and super different from the rest of the world. Because of the diverse groups that have obviously migrated here and created communities for everybody, and not just in the fashion industry, mm-hmm. every aspect of, I guess, people's lives and careers.
Mm.
And it's so tightly interwoven, music and art and fashion.
Absolutely.
They all just absolutely thrive off each other. I was just thinking about how you were saying, like, the K-Road scene in the 80s and stuff. That was, you know, so tightly connected there, especially with all the, like, you know, migration here and the crews that were doing things like the Pacific Sisters, who had their amazing big retrospective at the art gallery. Looking at that, I was like, this is incredible fashion that, you know, has bled into the everyday in such a sort of prevalent way that I kind of hadn't even thought about it in this isolated sort of this is this whole part of it. You know, who are some of your sort of icons, I guess, that you look up to when you think back on people that have inspired you? Obviously, you said your parents were massively influential.
I love people like the Pacific Sisters, like Rosanna Raymond, what they've done, paving the way for an underground Pacific creative collective. Like, that was like the 90s, and like I was still a kid back in those days, but I still remember what they did. You know, it was stuff like you'd see on television that you weren't allowed to look at. because, you know, like even my mum's younger brother, he was in the LGBTQ community in like the 90s, and I'd remember him dressing up for the first time in a dress, and I always thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it was quite risque, and it was unheard of back then, whereas now it's so common. But, people like him, and because he's quite close with the Pacific Sisters in helping them with their exhibition that they had not long ago, that type of collective really inspires me because they exist, but they just aren't heard.
Yeah, those totally. Costumes are amazing too, because a lot of them are, well, the majority of them are handmade.
Incredible materials as well.
Yeah, so people like that, and definitely one of my all-time favorites is Linda LePoe, who a lot of people will remember from Westfield Style Pacifica. She won a lot of the big awards during that sort of season and that sort of period of Pacific fashion. Even that event was kind of the only time you'd see Pacific brown Māori models on a runway and Pacific and Māori designers on a runway in front of a mainstream audience, in front of, you know, corporate sponsors. And that no longer exists anymore. So I'm happy that Fashion Week now has the element of Metamoda, which showcases our Indigenous designers. And then we've got other brands who are from other minority countries showcasing for the first time, like Natasha Ovley. She owns a brand called The Starving Artist Fund, and she is absolutely amazing. Like, her clothing is, her clothing represents a gender-neutral perspective on fashion.
And it's amazing.
You know, there's all these amazing designers and little collective groups that are doing so much amazing stuff in our communities. So we just need to give them that platform.
Totally.
To showcase.
Yeah. What is, what's kind of like going to be the highlight? What are you most looking forward to for Fashion Week this year?
I'm really looking forward to Zambezi's 40th anniversary retrospective show.
Cool.
I've seen how hard Liz Finlay and her team work behind the scenes. And, you know, they're a mainstream brand who have solidified themselves in the industry and in the scene here in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And they're the type of brand that has always supported and always championed people of colour, the LGBTQ community, and they've always had that philosophy throughout their brand and throughout their way of designing clothes and just existing in the industry. And so they've always had that respect for the culture. And so I can't wait to see what they bring with this 40th anniversary retrospective show. And apparently there's a few surprises in
there.
Oh,
yay.
There's a few icons walking in the show, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
How exciting. Will you be walking in the show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they do a plus size range.
Hey, thank you so much, Sammy, for coming up and speaking to us this morning. It's such a pleasure. So exciting to see the things that are going to be happening at Fashion Week this year and just to hear about what you've been up to. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.